Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, there's a lot. We can look at the rebounds. We can look at the second chance points. We can make all the excuses in the world, but really they're just more prepared than us for this game. And they came out and hit us first. And coach, like coach said, it's just hard for us to play from behind all game.
You guys aren't doing a bad job defending the three, which you guys seem to emphasize a lot. How much problems does that cause? Because inside's just killing you guys. Like, is it possible to do both? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we're still a work in progress, obviously. So we're trying to figure out our lineups. Our small lineup does a really good job, but then sometimes we're vulnerable to, you know, allowing offensive rebounds and not getting defensive rebounds. And, you know, we're just such a deep team that, you know, we're going to figure it out. And once we figure it out, we're going to be able to get rolling, but it's a matter of, you know, just all guys going in there. I think what I have, like I'm taking out 36 minutes and I'm only getting one rebound. Like, that's unacceptable. So it's just things like that, that we just have to get better at.
Common people, I mean, what is it about rebounding? I mean, is it that difficult? I know the guards are typically out further, but you know, when you guys are going to be, you're typically going to kill
the rebound. Yeah. I mean, when we're taking away the three-point shot, sometimes it's harder to get rebounds because, you know, you see a rebound go up, and if we're not letting up threes, that means they're not going to be long rebounds. Like everyone knows in basketball, long shots, long rebounds. So if we're taking away the long shots, then that means that they're getting short shots, two shots, and that means they have interior, and that means that if we're in our smaller lineup, that it's more than likely they're two bigs in there versus our forwards, like guards.
And the games that you played back in South Dakota and played so far, how good is right?
How good are they?
Yeah.
I mean, they beat us. They're pretty good. They're good. They went 6-for-18 from the three. So, you know, they came in the game, I think, averaging 28 three-point attempts and making about 14 of those. So we did a good job there. They out rebounded us, so they're better than us, better rebounding team than us. We turned them over, but I mean, they're assisting, like, they're a good team, so like, we just gotta get better.
Hey, it's how coffee was the early turnovers. I think you guys had 10 turnovers in the first half. That really seemed to just undo a lot of the good things.
Yeah, I mean, they were icing the ball screens, and when we played in South Dakota, we've seen that. So we just weren't able to execute. We're trying to make, you know, a little, like, I don't even know what to call it, but, like, we're not making the extra pass to the assist. We're just trying to get the assist. And in the first half, when we came out, we weren't really driving to share with our teammates. We were driving for ourselves. And we all came in here in the room, we could talk about it. Like, yeah, we have to share the ball, but moving forward, it's just about sharing the ball and valuing it, especially early on. Our goal tonight was to come out and hit them, but they hit us. So,
yeah. Yeah, and then it seems like it patterned into something that the slow starts is followed by the full court press. You guys do things in lag and then try to get back into it.
Yeah.
How do you break that pattern?
I mean, I wish I had the answers, but I mean, I guess it's effort. Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with effort and just focus on the game plan. Like, for instance, we let, what's his name? I think it's Burns. We let Burns just get the ball and just, you know, kind of have his way. He made a lot of early shots for them. I think we let up an early three. The guy who we didn't even – who we game planned to help off, he made his first three, and that was his only score of the game. So just things like that that, you know, you can't really do anything about, but try to come back and do what we do.
And have you personally, did you, feel it tonight? Did you do anything for this game to kind of keep it on the
– No, I was just really focused. I had a good Thanksgiving. I feel like I can shoot this like this every game. So, like, where did I go? 5 for 8 from 3-7. Yeah, I mean, I made shots tonight. I think some other guys did too. Emma made shots. Emma made threes. PJ made a couple threes. So, Jamal made a couple threes. But there was nothing I did extra before this game. Just focus. Appreciate you guys.
It seemed that in the first half that those turnovers were really hard to just stop you from getting into whatever you want.
Yeah, they were unforced, like hitting it in the net. And, you know, they iced us, which means they downed the ball screen and it kind of caused a little confusion. We were prepared for it, but we didn't execute well against it, and it's supposed to damage the flow of the offense, and it did. We were holding it again. We weren't cutting. You know, I felt in South Dakota we did a good job of better player movement and better ball movement. We got back to the ball sticking, and that's not good, especially against a good team like this. Well, I felt like our three-point shooting, my eyes are bad. Is that 11 for what? 28? Yeah. You know, I felt like at the end we probably shot 3 or 4, so it's, 11 for 24, whatever it may be. I just felt like, we wanted to get to the basket when we were in the bonus and we weren't able to capitalize on it. We got where we needed to get. We just couldn't draw any, and then we weren't finishing our two-point, baskets. And then on top of that, we had 3 offensive rebounds. So when you get down and you break them down, you're either going to have a kick out or you get it on the glass, and then you got to be able to get to the offensive glass. That's what we kept challenging the guys when we put Samuel and Langston, and that's what we were trying to do. We were trying to get to the basket, get on the offensive glass, and I thought it would work out a little bit better.
Burns is just a monster down top of the hand. You tried Jackson, you tried Nate, you tried Emmett. Any answers to that?
You know what? We're going to have to go back to the drawing board and go. I felt like, we played a lot of man-to-man. We haven't played a lot of zone. And so we've had some slippage in that area. But, we've got to be able to defend a post player. We saw it in Wyoming. We saw it here. We played against 2 really good guys in South Dakota. But we've obviously got to get better in that area. That guy just did whatever he wanted to do in the post.
Defending the 3 and guarding the post, how were they guarding?
Well, it just goes back to percentages. We were, the 3-point line, we did our goal. We wanted 5 threes or less. They had 6. But where this game was hurt is they killed us on second chance points. And when you're playing from behind and you have to go with your small lineup, they're going 16-4. I mean, that's the game. I mean, we were trading baskets. We were scoring. We just couldn't get stops. And that's kind of what you have to hang your hat on. And, kudos to them. I mean, Burns had a great game. Patrick Good, who can really shoot the ball, hit a timely 3 there. But, the bottom line is they came out with energy. We came out a little bit in mud. Our offense, we just got off to a bad start.
After 8 games,
Well, the one thing is obviously defensively we've got to be way better than we were tonight. I don't know if that was energy or what, because it's been really good to us, our small lineup, and we've got to get back into. We need some practice time. We've played all these games. We haven't had time to kind of get back and reset. You play 3 games in 3 days, you're going on to the next scout, and you get home and you need to rest. We need some practice time. But, when the games that we've played well, our defense was solid, and we shared the ball. That's going to be a big key as we move forward. We've got to solve the turnover issue. We're getting more assists than we've had You know, I think, what do we have tonight? We had 14 the last couple of games, 14, 13. So that's a good sign, but our turnovers are through the roof. That shouldn't be that high. We should be around 10, and that's 7 extra possessions. And then in most games other than Nevada in this one, we've been to the foul line more than our opponents. And tonight it was completely opposite.
Your first 6, it seems pretty consistent. PJ, you're coming off the bench, but 7 through 9, are you still trying to figure out roles for those guys?
You know what? Obviously you've got someone who's a really good shooter. We felt like, you know, sometimes as a coach, you feel like guys aren't competing to the level that they need to compete and focus. And so you give somebody else an opportunity. We gave a couple guys opportunities tonight, and Samuel and Langston. They've been working hard in practice, and just didn't work out the way that we wanted it to.
We just haven't seen a lot of Samuel. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
He's probably our best defensive player, and he's a physical rebounder. And when you're getting killed on the glass, he's our best going to the offensive glass, really good on the defensive glass, and he doesn't break down defensively. I'll only allow him one dribble. You know, when he dribbles to him, I'm like, no, you know, but he's a kid that brings it every day. He's going to have a great career here, and a guy that brings an intensity when he plays. We needed energy tonight, and we were trying to infuse it into the game.
Over the next 2 weeks, the competition really goes up. What's your thoughts on Arizona, UCLA?
I look at it as 3 great opportunities. Arizona's probably playing the best of any team in our league. You know, it's like playing Gonzaga twice. They've got great size. They got great guard play. Tommy Lloyd's done a really good job. They beat Michigan. It'd be a great opportunity for us. And then we got UCLA at home, and, you know, they were just number 2. And then you get a chance to play 2 top 5 teams. And, you know, I know our guys, I've said it before, we're going to be good, but we've got to, you know, is that going to be tomorrow? Is that going to be the next day? We've shown signs. Now it just goes to the consistency over time. You know, teams are now, after 8 games, are scouting us. You know, Terrell Brown, they loaded up on him. They put a bigger guy on him. You know, we've got to address those type of issues. We got to get some scoring from our big guys down low. I think we're shooting the ball good. And then when we do get in the paint and we're creating that, and we get it up, if we miss it, we have to have a chance to do it, to get offensive rebounds. I mean, 3 is just not going to do it.
Since the beginning of the year, Jackson Grant is just going to continue to get better, and he's going to get more minutes as the season goes along. How comfortable are you in putting in extended minutes,
about 10. Yeah, you know what? He's a guy, you know, we've been playing that small lineup, so that's been hurting us. And, you know, I mean, it's helping us, and that's kind of what we went with. But Jackson's going to keep getting better and better. I wish we gave him one look. He's been doing really good in the post area. We've got to try to establish it. You know, balance is a good thing. When you can score a little bit inside, you can score a little outside. You know, but usually young guys, it's usually going to be on the defensive end is where the improvement needs to be.
How hard is it when you don't have that local sport? Because, you know, the years that I know, you've been Isaiah or Noah, yep. They're really doing something inside.
Well, we knew we were, you know, our biggest Achilles heel this year was going to be scoring in the half court. But I do believe that we have good shooting, so that's a good sign. I know we have good passing. That's a good sign. We have to limit our turnovers more. And then on top of that, you know, space out the floor and let that's the strength of our team. But, you know, when you have a guy, you know, Nate, if he gets good position, can score down there. But he's, you know, it's different than Noah. Noah, you could play through. You know, Nate in certain opportunities will be able to be effective. But, you know, playing through it, not there yet. All right. All right, guys. All right. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.